AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. In remarks at a prayer breakfast, President Donald Trump says Elon Musk is helping root out government employees who grossly overspend tax money.
We're catching them to a point where they don't know what the heck is going on. They can't believe they're getting caught. And I have great respect for the people that are doing it. Elon Musk is helping us on it. And he's pretty good. Pretty good at it, but the numbers are astounding.
On the contrary, Texas Congressman Greg Kassar, the Congressional Progressive Caucus chairman, says the group has one message.
Fire Elon Musk. An unelected, unaccountable billionaire now has seemingly unlimited powers over Americans' private data and over Americans' taxpayer dollars.
Music executive Irv Gotti, who created Murder, Inc. Records, has died at 54. In an AP interview in 2007, Gotti said he had thought about taking the word murder off the record label name years ago.
You know, that old saying, like you get older, you change and stuff, it's true. So all you young guys out there, when the older people were saying that, it's true. You know,
AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the Russia-Ukraine war.
Ukrainian forces struck an airfield in southern Russia that was being used to launch Iran-designed Shahed drones, according to Ukraine's general staff. The nighttime attack on the airfield in Russia's Krasnodar region started a fire, the general staff wrote on Facebook. The facility houses and fires drones and maintains aircraft used to attack Ukraine's Kherson and Zaporizhia border region. It was not possible to independently verify the claim. The Russian Defense Ministry reported downing Ukrainian drones over Krasnodar, but it didn't say where or mention the airfield. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. A California utility said that its equipment likely sparked a wildfire in Los Angeles that broke out the same day as two massive blazes in the area killed at least 29 people and destroyed thousands of homes. Another death has been linked to a warehouse shooting in Ohio.
Police say a second employee has died following a warehouse shooting in Ohio. Investigators say four other people who were shot in the attack remain hospitalized. The suspect in the Tuesday night shooting in New Albany, Bruce Reginald Foster III, is expected to be arraigned later today. Greg Jones is the New Albany police chief.
He has spoke with investigators. I don't know. I wouldn't call him fully cooperative.
The audio courtesy of WSYX-TV. Foster was arrested in Columbus yesterday morning. The shooting occurred at the warehouse for a company that makes products, including cosmetics and toiletries. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.